Continuing the inion of personal use of office supplies. So yesterday we saw this idea that it's not so posh just to use office supplies for our own personal use. The question is, how far does it go? So the Gemara Bava Metzia, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, brings the following. An employer who hired a worker and then later on told the worker that he expected him to come in early or stay late. So the Gemara says, if it's not the minig, let's put it like this, if it's not customary for people to come to work early or stay late, then he can't ask them to do so. And the Gemara then speaks out that everything is keeping with the minig hamadina. Basically, everything is dependent on the local custom, and therefore, once an employee's been hired, then an employer can't now dictate different terms, which might contradict the norm in the area. So, minig medina is the criteria set in the Mishnah. Now, obviously, not every part of every country has exactly the same minig medina. And often the deciding factor might be the industry standard. But we'll be coming back to that. But for the moment, we see a concept called minig medina, the custom, the custom of the country, or the custom of the industry, maybe. That is the Gemara Bava Metzia, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ushami then makes the following observation. Based on this same idea, the Ushami says that it comes out that the minug will supersede the halacha. That means even if there's halacha requirements concerning certain terms of employment, but the minug of Medina may very well supersede it. So Tosfos in Bava Metzia, says the following, that if the employer and employee have their own agreement about the terms of employment, then their personal agreement will always override the minig. So if they've got in their employment contract that the workers agreed to, from outset to work, let's say earlier hours than that which is the minig medina, he's got to abide to that agreement. But if not, then he can't change it once he's been hired. And this is the psak of Mechava in Chosh Mishpat Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Seifim Aleph the base, that an employer really should be providing terms consistent with the local minug, unless it's been said otherwise. If it hasn't been said otherwise, then he's got to go according to the minug of Medina. The Aruch Shulchan, also in Shin Lamed Aleph, he adds something else. He says, if there's no prior agreement between the employee and the employer, and there's also no known minig medina, so again, there's no personal contract between them, and there's also no particular minig medina, then the employer has got no obligation whatsoever to provide any benefits or perks or any extras or any assumed bonuses. And again, because the reason for this is because since there's no minig medina, since nothing was written down, therefore, essentially, if the employee wants to get anything else out from the employer, it's going to fall into the principle of hamotzi mecheveh levaraya, and therefore, the employee will have to prove it. We will, amid Shem, tomorrow start defining what exactly is the definition of minug, when something becomes a minug, and also together with some interesting tshuvas. From real stories which happened. That will be Be'ez Hashem next time.